I've changed my mind about V. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. V is that sci-fi series about the flying saucers coming to Earth and offering universal health care. But before I get to that, an update on the president's Afghanistan decision. He still hasn't made one. Just as reporters were picking up leaks that he had made one, he got a prickly message from his ambassador in Afghanistan, who was also once the top military commander there, which I'm guessing said, "You'd have to be insane to send in 40,000 more troops because the government is corrupt, the elections were a sham, and the people hate us enough as it is." I also see that the troop plan would cost as much as $50 billion, whereas Afghanistan's entire GDP is only $22 billion. Which means it would be cheaper to keep the troops at home and just put every man, woman, and child on the U.S. payroll. You'd still have enough left to buy up the entire poppy crop, thereby defunding the terrorists without firing a shot. Which brings me to V, the story about the alien visitors with the big promises. Think about it. This high-tech civilization from far away, hovering over the cities, promising protection with superior technology.
We will leave you, hopefully better than we found you.
Promising peace.
We are in peace. Always.
Promising peace, but then, as we saw in Tuesday's episode, sending out these killer drones to vaporize the insurgent Earthlings who don't want alien domination, even if it does mean free healthcare with no copays. What if the analogy is Afghanistan? What if the flying saucers are us? I don't want to think about it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.